Why do women cheat so often? It is very easy to explain. The fact is that the entire initial phase of a relationship consists of very memorable, vivid events, and feelings at this moment can even overwhelm us. This is the attitude towards each other, when people might argue about who misses the other more, or the mandatory goodnight text with an emoji. All of this continues with a joint trip to the beach and then plans for living together. You are both constantly in the state of expectation. And this, by the way, releases dopamine. Later, there might be pregnancy and then childbirth. Notice that every new event is a certain raising of the stakes. One event is cooler, brighter, and more emotional than the other. It is a definite progression. And what happens next? Well, what happens next? Nothing. All the emotional events in the relationship are, sorry to say, over. Next comes the routine and the daily grind. Next come the obligations. That is, you need to invest energy into the family. If in the beginning you received enthusiasm, became more creative, more active, needed fewer hours of sleep, sat there waiting for a meeting, and were filled with positive emotions, hormones, sensations, and a great mood, now the family will actually take your energy for itself. What does an unprepared person do at this moment? He thinks, where have I ended up? I, sorry to say, didn't sign up for this. It's clear that the person tolerates it for a while and becomes more capricious. The woman becomes dissatisfied and all that. But she clearly understands one thing, the exit. Which exit? To live through these events again. Is it possible to live through them again? Well, yes, it's possible, just not with you. Cheating becomes the only option and method to get these emotions one more time. Most people listening to this don't take all of this seriously. They put on their headphones, listen, and say to themselves, well, cool version, monk. This isn't a version. This is exactly what will happen in the lives of most people you know. They won't withstand this contrast when they're plunged from hot into cold. But if we were talking about sensible men, they'd not only mentally prepare themselves for this, but also understand on behalf of the woman that her behavior in the romantic phase will differ radically from her behavior in the pragmatic phase. Her behavior in the beginning. They understand that her behavior in the beginning will be orders of magnitude better than it will be later. But in any case, there will be a difference. There are no examples where a woman behaved worse at the beginning of a relationship and then started behaving better in family life. People strive to deceive themselves in any way possible. Many genuinely believe, people ask literal questions like, maybe after we get married or a child appears, she will become better. The person doesn't understand what he is talking about at all. In the beginning, she receives heaps of hormones. This isn't the real her. This is the best version of her multiplied by 3. It is 300%. But what happens later when family life begins won't even be 100% because obligations and duties are already weighing her down. She didn't get enough sleep somewhere, and so on and so on. It won't even be 100%. This is reality, but no one says anything about it. You haven't read about this in books, in movies, or anywhere else. Correct awareness helps to have good relationships. Misinformed people suffer. A person suffers not because he wants his partner less at some moment, but because he simply counted on something else. For him, it is a surprise. Let me give a simple example. It's a person's birthday, and someone whispers in his ear that he is about to be gifted a car. He goes, wow, that's cool. He is overwhelmed with emotions. Suddenly, they hand him an iPhone. But at that minute, he might even tear up. That's how hurt he will be. I don't need this. He will say, I don't need this. Where is the car? Oh, bro, I just thought that's it. The day is ruined. Let's imagine he didn't have such expectations. They simply gave him an iPhone. He would examine it, hug everyone, and say thank you. That is how it works. If a person has realistic expectations regarding family life, it is much easier for him. But if a guy thinks that being in love will last forever, he is done for. The beginning of a relationship is indescribable pleasure, incredible attraction. It is that state which each of us has lived through. But there is a fact that you simply have to accept. For one of the partners, feelings will definitely leave one day. The thing is that if any hormone in our body is produced with double or triple strength, the body attempts to find balance and might lower the number of receptors. Ultimately, dopamine will be lowered to an adequate mark. People's delusion lies in the fact that they count on being in love lasting for eternity. That will not happen. One day, dopamine relationships transition into the oxytocin category. What is oxytocin? It is simply a feeling of a certain closeness. When a wife leaves her husband, she often tells the psychologist, well, I just have a habit with him. I don't love him anymore. That is, she says, I don't have all that anymore, just a habit. No, it's not just a habit. Relationships are built on this fuel. Real family life is built mainly on this feeling. But only 10% of people understand this. Only 10% of people adapt to the new reality. And 90% do not. People start arguing, fighting, divorcing, and naturally, most often, cheating. What is the global problem? The problem is that you are all deceived. You believe, most of you believe, that this can last forever. If you entered a relationship with this idea, with this expectation, then you will suffer. You will be unhappy if you count on that. But if you know from the start, yes, this will happen, it will also be pleasant, but it is temporary. Before entering a relationship, a person must code themselves against cheating. But right now, we are going to speak specifically about women. The first phase is a fleeting glance at handsome men. This can happen while watching a movie, on social media, or in real life when we hold our gaze a little longer. Why do we do this? Because the result of all research shows that at this very second, right now, the person receives dopamine simply from examining a stranger. This physiological, biochemical sympathy, experiencing this toward him, is already a hormonal reward for the act. And it is very naive to assume that it stops there. What's the big deal? I'll look and that's enough. No, the second stage is already a double portion of reward, when attention is paid to us, when this handsome man looks back at the woman. Not her at him, but him at her. And if you think that women wear stockings, apply makeup, and train their glutes in the gym exclusively for their husbands, then you are very naive people. Every second woman is preparing herself for a beautiful betrayal. The third stage is flirting, which masquerades as politeness. It's like, well, what's wrong with that? Moreover, this can be done literally in front of the husband, and he can't confront her. I have sometimes been a witness to such stories where, well, it's clear that she is hitting on someone right now, but the husband sort of can't say anything. She guilt-tripped him, saying, "You're crazy, you imagined it," and that's it. The fourth state is already obvious flirting. Well, obvious, it also proceeds within the reinwork of certain rules of interaction. It could be a fitness trainer. She came to the workout, but just stood in a certain pose. It could be a boss where some little joke slipped through. Yes, it could be her colleague. People are already signaling sympathy to each other. Yes, they don't say it directly, but since they don't say it directly, it inevitably isn't considered a crime, even though they are very close. And it is important to understand that it is very difficult for a person to stop. Well, for a person who is already going along with the escalation. The pleasure is already growing. What can stop him here once he has stepped on this path? Nothing will stop him anymore, except for some, I don't know, unforeseen events. But the essence is that there is no woman who would cheat without having gone through these stages. That is, it is impossible to look at a guy and immediately go cheat in a nightclub stall. Although, no, I'm lying. In life, of course, that happens too. But these are special women. These are women for whom all of this is already a lifestyle. It is almost a habit. That is, if for a woman it is habitual to be friends with men, with someone already on autopilot. You know, on autopilot. There are women, why hide it? I have met such types in my life, who flirt with almost everyone on autopilot. Almost everyone. When a guy tries to say, "Listen, you understand that by acting like this, he thought you liked him," or, "Why so aggressive? Is that true?" "No, I'm just sociable. I'm just like that." Well, understood. We have been through this. We know this all perfectly well. Someone like that is waiting for you too. Anyway, that's not the point right now. The question is that if her male friends or exes run after her, sending some explicit photos, then essentially she is like Usain Bolt on the 100 meters track, standing in the low start position. And that any second, everything is ready there. Everything is ready. She is waiting at any second for the command, "Ready, set, go." She runs, just like that, quickly, immediately, cheating. It really can happen very fast, by the way. People ask me, "Doesn't she understand that there's no future with him, for example?" And I say, no, she does not understand. If Brad, to whom she is leaving right now, if she walks into the room and sees that he is eating oats out of a bucket, and she asks surprised, "What are you doing?" And he says, "Oh, it's just a quirk I have," she will have no reaction. Because at that minute, he's the provider of dopamine. No matter what he does, for now, she will be with him. And you are not. And no matter what you do, she won't admit her guilt now and won't come back to you. I have a question for you. How many relationships do you know where cheating occurred after 2 or 3 months? I suppose you probably don't even know such stories. Why? Because there is no obvious motive to cheat over such a short distance. The motive appears when the relationship switches from dopamine fuel to oxytocin fuel. And for this, some number of years is needed. It's not a fast process, or children are needed. Then it happens most often instantly, and often it causes some crises. Or the wife returns to work after maternity leave, and Brad is already waiting for her there. The impression, the emotional saturation in long relationships gradually decreases. Here's what our body does when there is not enough of a certain hormone. It increases the number of receptors. That is, so that it can react more powerfully to the small dosage. A good family life is a great number of these receptors. It is high sensitivity so that every small positive moment is lived very, very brightly together. The danger lies in the fact that if this huge number of receptors is suddenly introduced to something else from the outside, she looks at another guy. This is a new guy with a new story. It can simply blow the lid off. That is the same as running into McDonald's after a carb-free diet. It is remembered for a lifetime. I will say even more. She might receive oxytocin from her husband, but dopamine from the other. And the fact that she is hiding it from her husband, that she communicates with him, she gets adrenaline, like she could get busted. This also gives a kick. What do long relationships represent? It is a situation where, during this starting dopamine bond for some number of years, you are figuratively paid extra for not cheating on each other. It is profitable for you to be faithful because the center of pleasure is right here inside the relationship. But one day, maybe when you have kids, maybe when about 5 years pass, everything changes with the exact opposite accuracy. Someone is essentially starting to pay one of you, let us assume the woman, so that she cheats, because the dopamine is now on the side.
At first, the stakes, the scale of temptation can be such that she might simply shake from this state. Or the guy might shake, feeling physically sick, mentally breaking. It can reach that point. Withdrawal can occur. But people who give in to these impulses never find out about this, right? They don't know that this can happen. You need to enter long relationships with a clear, firm understanding that eventually you will definitely be pulled to the left. And even if a miracle happens and you aren't pulled, which I doubt, temptations will still exist. But what is for sure is that if a person started a relationship purely for the high, then the prospect sooner or later opens up grimly before him. Either he must go cheat because the high will be there on the side with another person, or tolerate it. But tolerating means suffering. We must have a sober and adequate view of things. You must understand what you have in common. What binds you to the woman besides falling in love, attraction, and shared jokes?
Calculating a potential cheater is very easy. Such a girl has no habit or tradition of sacrificing. For example, a good friend isn't just someone with whom it's fun and cool or with whom you can go clubbing because he has a car. No, this is a person who tore something away from themselves and gave it to you. He made a sacrifice. He gave you help in conditions when it was absolutely unprofitable to do so. But what confuses people? People can be confused by the fact that in relationships, everything works by different laws because falling in love implies a hidden benefit. It is the same thing as if your friend was paid money to help you. It's not the same thing. You need to look at how the person behaves outside the framework of this infatuation, or how they might behave, or how they behaved in previous relationships under these conditions. That is the difficulty. How is reliability evaluated? Female love is measured by the number of episodes in life when the woman was able to push aside and wanted to, which is important, her emotions, some wants and needs to the background for the sake of, say, the boyfriend. But not because she was suffering, not because she was in love, because it is simply part of her convictions. Any kind deeds within the framework of falling in love, do you know what they can be compared to? Lend $100,000 to a person you barely know, and you will very often start worrying about his health. And you will worry even more about the debt, but the health too, right? Hidden benefit. It's very simple. It is the same with falling in love. Therefore, when this romantic phase of the relationship passes, most often it lasts until the appearance of children, most often, then all these oaths, all these promises, how can one believe in this? Why take this seriously at all? One should not care about what the person says. Because a person in love, a woman in love, does not know how to forecast herself. It's like a person who says, I could eat an elephant right now. You won't eat it. You're just hungry. And when a woman says, you're the best, I've never loved anyone, you're simply in love. But will you be able to repeat this in 5 to 7 years? Or even better, not just repeat it, but prove it with actions. We all want a caring girl, right? And what is care? It is a sacrifice of time and energy. We all want a faithful girl. And what is that? It is a sacrifice of excess abundance of emotions and sensations. We all want a good-natured, non-touchy woman. And that is the most important sacrifice. To step on one's pride and ego, which force us to be indignant, irritated, devalue, and take offense. And so when you meet a woman who tells you directly, I want to become happy. This is my life goal. What do you think? Does such a woman plan to sacrifice anything? Well, sacrifice at least something? No, she plans to receive and receive even more, apparently, than she receives now, judging by her statement. A cheater is a junkie who needs a maximal, extreme dosage of emotions. And a junkie has no empathy. He can buy junk with his grandma's social security check or carry the family silver out of the house without being noticed. And so the cheater's focus on emotions is of such strength that conscience, a good husband, common acquaintances, relatives, the company, well, nothing will stop her. But the difficulty is that not always, despite all the inadequacy, can such a woman be quickly calculated by a man. Because just like junkies, cheaters are often in remission. What is remission for a cheater? It is the state of being in love. For now, she's in love, she even cooks dinner. But one day, another guy will blow the roof off. Because every new day of the relationship clearly does not raise the sharpness of feelings, and it is impossible after 5 years of a relationship to experience the same emotions that were there on the third date. Many say, well, yes, Monk, that is clear even without you. But if it's clear to you, why are the consequences not clear to you? That you will never return to that, and not every woman will agree to this. It turns out there is a category of women who are literally programmed to cheat. Just like a hidden defect in a car which just simply pops up at a certain mileage. And there is no man, at least I haven't seen one, who could, say in advance, ha, I knew my wife would cheat on me. No, it seems to each of us
that we, well, until a certain time, are fully insured against such events. That is, this will not happen to me, and I personally have witnessed such events more than once, when a man publicly, in a company of people, bragged and said, "Lucy cheated on May, are you crazy? Are you joking? That can't be." Or men might even try to joke together with the wife on this topic, like, "So Lucy, are you going to go cheat on me with your elbow?" And the wife, by the way, or the woman, laughed loudly at that moment. That is, the man simply felt immortal. But a few years later, he caught that woman cheating. And at that moment, it was no longer funny to him. And often it happens that the guy himself stimulates the woman to cheat. He approves of this clearly revealing appearance. He publishes shared photos with her where there isn't very much clothing on her. I sometimes get the impression that a quarter of my friends on Facebook are like this. That is, immediately, you can't quite figure out, is this a husband, a boyfriend, or a pimp? Is he building a family with her or raising her price? And it's hard to understand. You need to go to the page to figure it out. But just in case one is listening to me too, I will say you aren't getting a share. When she leaves you for somewhere else, you won't receive an agent's commission. If you need concrete tools and instructions for action, then you should listen to my closed lectures.